Officials with CARE co-authored a study that measured the effectiveness of empowering women in one of the poorest countries in the world. Doris Bartel was involved in the study.
Bangladesh is a poor country, and it has a lot of malnutrition and stunting of children. Stunting means when children aren't as tall for their age as they should be.
Bartel is head of CARE's Gender and Empowerment Division. She says there were various factors that contributed to what the study calls gender inequalities facing poor Bangladesh women.
They were issues related to household roles, expectations about who does what at the household level, who's expected to do what outside the household in terms of bringing in an income or going to a job or finding some kind of livelihood.
So over a four-year period, some of the women chose to participate in what the study labeled empowerment interventions. They came together to talk about changes needed in their community. They got involved in programs geared towards embracing and empowering women. There was even a program on combating sexual harassment. Then, over the course of the study, Bartel says children of those women didn't suffer as much from malnutrition.
In those 4 years, the stunting rate fell 28% for children ages 6 months to 24 months.
The problem of gender inequality is not unique to poor women and girls of Bangladesh. Bartel says at the end of the program, the women had questions of their own.
Can you tell us if women are getting paid the same as men in your country? Well, actually, the wage differential in our country is still not exactly equal. And they said,
They also asked about another issue that torments women on a global scale.
Is domestic violence an issue in your country? I said, you know what? It is for us, too. And they said, well, you know what? We're all in the same world. We're all facing the same kinds of issues.
According to CARE, women and girls make up 70% of the 1 billion people trying to survive on just a dollar a day. Rose Scott, WABE News.